香。
Okay, we're going to say, continuing today in Yanei Yantif, part 3, Vinyan Ochel Nefesh. Okay. So, the Mishnah in Beitzah, Beitzah Shenol to be Yantif, whether it's also Bachila or not, Vishami says Tochel, Vishilon says Lotochel. So we already discussed two possible reasons why it's us. Either because it's talking about a ton of gold, so I'm letting Lagadol Beitzim, and it's Huktza, according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, or it's talking about Omeres Lachila, and it's talking about the Yontif Shechal Achar Shabbos. And Achana the Rabba. And it's the din of Achana the Rabba, and therefore it's Asa. Because Yontif can't be Mechel the Shabbos. And Rav Yosef Omar, Zeman Mishum, Perish Hanoshu. That there is a din that if you have an apple, say, that fell off the tree on Shabbos and Yontif, you're not allowed to eat it. Even though you didn't need to detach it. It fell off by itself. And you want to go ahead and eat it. So you can't eat it. Because we're choshesh that you'll go and what? You'll pluck another apple. It's so tasty, you'll go pluck another apple. So Rashi says, "Hashgazeri mishum perish anoshim d'lo nachlinu, tanami l'perish anoshim mina ilan dami yishavzu pri hanosher." That this is also pri hanosher. That even though by a beis shenolda, so it's not shaykh that you're gonna take another egg. But it's the same tsura of concept of something falling off from something else. So even though the ikar din was by a real pri that fell from the tree, that's the real halacha as gzeirishum that you're going to come to pluck another pri. And this is not the same type of metzias, but it's the same type of tzura that an egg is coming out of the falling out of the mother, similar to the apple falling off the tree. So it's a pri hanoshim. So the Gemara says, but isn't the pri hanoshim gufa gzeira shemi alav yitlosh? So this seems like a gzeira. L'gzeira. So the word says kulachad l'gzeira, and it was all nichlal. They asked pri hanosha. So even though this surah of pri hanosha is not chashash of Shem Yalav Yitlosh, once they asked pri hanosha, they asked every form of pri hanosha. So Tosis asked the kasha on Gimel Amud Aleph, on page 2. Basically, that's the kasha on the bottom. Achteima, Meishem Yalav Yitlosh, Afil Luchatchilu Mutar Litlosh, Tochel Nefesh Mutar. Fractus is the kasha that, that what's the rule? I understand by Shabbos. If you go ahead and you have a pri hanosha on Shabbos and you shemi yala v'yitlosh, you're going to go and be toilishit. So that's a real issa daraisa. You're taking something that's mechubel karka. But here, l'chayra, why isn't this ochel nefesh? Ochel nefesh is mutter on yantif. So if ochel nefesh is mutter on yantif, so what's the problem? I should be able to, if I'm hungry and I go to my backyard and I want to pluck off an apple from the tree, I should be able to. That's Tosis Kash. The Gam Kosher Lekaman Tanan ain't sudden dogim and abibrim biyontif. You can't go fishing. Yeah, you can't capture fish from the pond on yontif. V'amai ha'ochel nefeshu. So what's the problem? Ochel nefesh. So Tosi says, "Vein lomar." Maybe you could say that you could have done it me'erev yontif. Maybe ochel nefesh only mutter if you couldn't have done it from before. But if you could have done it from before, maybe takitz asa. Vein lomar, and maybe that's why shem miyala v'yitlosh, because you could have plucked the apple from before. So he says, "Vein lomar the chodav sheyachol lasosu me'erev yontif, also lasosu biyontif atzmo." Kilos avidlei me'erev yontif daminan hu v'lo machshirav perish ochel nefesh v'lo machshirav k'on l'sakin shvud hu dem lechem chol tzorcheichem hu levad od tzrich l'asar machshirin she'ef shal l'sakin be'erev yontif alma dafti b'machshirin only b'machshirin if you have a knife that got messed up, so if it got messed up in yontif you could fix it on yontif according to Rabbi Yehuda, but if it got messed up beforehand you could have fixed it beforehand, you left it in yontif, you can't. So that chiluk between efshar and e'efshar you only find by what? By machshir ochel nefesh. By ochel nefesh gufa is mutter, even if efshar lasoso. Hamo davki machshir yeshchil ben efshar lasoso me'ev yontif ben e'efshar. Av ochel nefesh kul yam modu dafil efshar lasoso me'ev yontif mutter lasoso beyontif. So what's the problem? V'yeshoymrim del kachin tzodin shem yotzu dogim t'meim she'enu tzorech. Maybe we're afraid that you're gonna get treif fish, and therefore that you can't eat, and therefore you did a malacha shelo tzorech ochel nefesh. So he says, nah, that's not a problem. Because lo nihir dim can't have a malacha she'enu tzorech l'gufa. Because lemaisa, if it turns out to be a non kosher fish, you're not gonna violate an issa d'oraisa. It's a malacha shein tzrichel gufa, because you're not going to use the fish. So you caught it and now you're not going to use it. So that's a malacha shein tzrichel gufa. So since it's a malacha shein tzrichel gufa, it's only the rabbanon. Memela, it's one second. Not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds below. But if you hold Malach Shein Tzrichel Gufa is Pater, so therefore Vaiter, and to say you could say maybe then you'd have to be Mokim and only Aliba Rabbi Huda. That
it's just talking Rabbi Huda.
Wow. Right, but he's just bringing a proof that
before the cash is even coming to him.
Yeah, but I'm saying. Okay, Pesh Rabbeinu Tzana Mekinan, Yerushalmi Yesh Acha Sheyochel Chol Nefesh, Besamach Leishmartim Etza Matzos. Also, Melocha Mishimo Ve'elech, Hey Mutaros. Tainim Elisha Ve'elech. Avashar Melochas Demikodim Lechein Asurim. So Tosis says a famous Yisod from Yerushalmi that Ochel Nefesh on Yontif is only Mutter Milisha Ve'elach. Meaning, in the Sidur of the Pas, you take a kernel, first you take the stalk and you cut it from the ground, and then you separate the kernel from the rest of the stalk, and you do Borer, and you do all types of things. And then you take the kernel and you make it into flour. And then you take flour and you put water. And then you make a dough, Lisha. So everything before Lisha, even though it's leading up for the Ochel Nefesh, is also. The only thing that's mutter is milisha ve'elach. Milisha ve'elach. So milisha ve'elach is mutter. So if that be the case, that milisha ve'elach is mutter, but anything before lisha is also. So mamela, even in things that are not part of the sidur depas, you parallel it. So plucking a tree, apple from the tree, is like detaching the stalk from the ground. So in the sidur depas, that comes before lisha. So mamela, plucking an apple, even though there's no lisha by the apple, is also as well a din in that it's mikodem lisha. So mamela, it's taka aser on yantif. So mamela, since it's aser on yantif, we have the gzeir of shemayala biyadosh. Okay. So we have to be mayin this more. But before we do that, just want to bring back some memories. Some 20 some odd years ago, if not more, I was in, it was Shabbos Parshas Beshalach. And Shabbos morning, I davened in Rav David Cohen Shul. It was before he had a building. So it was in the high school based Medrash of Chaim Berlin. And it was Parshas Beshalach. So he spoke on the mon. So he said over a vort, so I'll say over the vort he said. And it's the following. And it's no gay as to what we're talking about now. He said it like this. Crisis. Beis Amid Beis, on page 1 in the packet, discusses whether the mon fell double on Yontif, or did it only fall double on Erev Yontif, or only on Erev Shabbos. Meaning, we all know that on Shabbos, so Friday, the pasuk says, "Vayabi Yom Yishichi," that it fell double. So the question is, what about Yontif? Our meaning, we have Lecha Mishnah on Yontif. Usually Lecha Mishnah is Zecher to the mon falling double, because the mon didn't fall on Shabbos, so presumably from our meaning, it didn't fall on Yontif. But Tosis is done on this Nakuda, because he says like this. In the Rabbah statement, Vayaba Yom HaShishi V'chino Sashay Yaviyu, it says, Chol Meichin L'Shabbos V'chol Meichin L'Yontif V'ed Yontif Meichin L'Shabbos. So you need chol to be mechin liyontif. So the mele, presumably, that would imply that the mon had a fall before yontif, that it didn't fall on yontif. So you need chol to be mechin for yontif. So therefore, if it fell before, it means if it didn't fall on yontif. So it means it must have been a double portion. So from this statement, it's mashma that the mon fell double on erev yontif. Right. However, we have another chazal. We have another chazal that says that Vayivarch Vayikadesh Berchu B'mon V'kitchu B'mon Shebeshabbos Lo HaYored Mon Aval B'yontif HaYored. That it's mashma that only on Shabbos, it was a unique thing for Shabbos, Vayivarch Vayikadesh, that there was a special kedusha on Shabbos. Shabbos Shabbos lo yared man. Our biyontif mashma was yared. So Tosis says yesh lomer the midrashim chalukim. That it's different shitas. Midrashim chalukim. This shita held this way. This shita held the other way. Oh. So Rav David Cohen some 20 some odd years ago, he said over a yishuv to this so-called stira or machloikis. So he says the following. He says, we know, he quoted the Gemara in Yuma. Rav David Cohen from Brooklyn. Tony Arnold Avenue, Congregation Gvul Yavetz. But that was, as I said, before the building. On So he said an unbelievable thing. Well, like, what's the 30, whatever. On what page is this? Yuma in Hayim and Aleph. Page what? I can't even see what page it is. You see here, that in Yuma here? So he says like this: You may ayin hey manal. See the red is hatal ala machane laila yevet hamanalav. He says the three psukim that seem to be soser one another. Lagabe the month. One pasuk says, "See, beredes hatal al machane laila yerid haman alav." It means that when the tal right outside your door, where the encampment was, so that's where the mon. So you just had to go outside your tent, and you got the mon. So the other pasuk mashed, they had to go outside already. They didn't just get it like a delivery on the doorstep. And the third pasuk says, "Uksiv shotu ha'om v'loktu," means they had to take a real shvatzir. They had to go even chutzlam, you know, a distance to get their mom. So what was it? Was it by their doorstep? Was it for a little further, or was it even further? So steering psukim. So the verse says, "Haketzad tzadikim yorad al pesach batei." So tzadikim was yorad al pesach batei. Beinanim yotzu v'loktu. Beinanim had to go out a little bit. And Rishoyim shotu v'loktu. And Rishoyim had to take a real shvatzir to get it. Oh, so that's the first steer. The second steer. There's like ksiv lechem, ksiv ugos, uksiv etochanu. So meaning like this: one pasuk's mashma that it was ready to eat, it's like a piece of bread. You get it? Eat it. Ugos is like dough, so you still had to bake it. Uksiv etochanu, and the third says no, it was so not processed that you even had to grind it up to make whatever food you were making. So it's a stira, haketza. Tzadikim lechem. Beinonim ugos. Rishoyim tachanu berechaim dochu b'mdocho. That's what the Gemara says. Oh, so Reb David Cohen said azoy. He said like this. Al korcha, for the Rishoyim, it didn't fall on Yontif. Because if you hold up, it's only mutter milisha ve'elach. So Mimela, obviously, if it fell, it was meant to be used that day. So if you had to do tchina, so couldn't have fell on Yantav, had to fall on an Erev Yantav. For other people, it could have even fall on Yantav itself. And it didn't have to fall on Erev Yantav. So Mimela is Miyusha of the Midrash, the Hainu, that the fact that the Chazal say that Shabbos was unique, because for Shabbos, for Gantz Klal Yisrael, it fell on Erev Shabbos. And Yontif, it could be from some people, yes, some people not. And the other Chazal that says that it fell on Yontif too, it fell from before, that Al-Khorcha was, Al-Khorcha at least for the Rishoyim, it had to have fallen from before. And then maybe you say, like what we said yesterday, that since they knew it was coming, so Mela, it wouldn't be a Shaila of Mukta. Because Taita, you love that he didn't say that. I'm putting in, but that was his drasha from many many years ago and Shabbos Parshas Peshalach for Emfer the midrashim based on this Gemara in Yuma. Those are some memories from the past.
It's not falling; it's a kibbutz
sale. Right.
So for the Rishonim, they had a bigger kibbutz
sale. Right. Yeah. That's what he said. Okay.
Oh. From Chazal, Shabbos, the man fell as well. Right? If it was Shabbos the rest of the week, the rest of the week, it would disintegrate, and Shabbos didn't disintegrate.
Yeah,
So, once the Shabbos could eat it, and Yontif didn't disintegrate enough.
I don't know whether you could eat them on Matzah.
The man fell on a regular Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos, could you eat them on the Malka?
Could you eat them on from Malka?
If you go out Matzah Shabbos, pick up the man and eat them from Malka.
What? I don't know. Maybe till the next morning, maybe. I don't know. Maybe till the next morning it would still be okay. Perhaps, but I would have to think about it some more. Oh. Oh. So the question is, so this Tosfos says that Milisha v'Eilach is mutter. Anything before Lisha is awesome. And that's the Yerushalmi. Because Yerushalmi is assuming that Shmur Matzah, we normally assume in all the Shmur Matzah you buy in the store, it says Shmira Mishas Ktsira. But the Yerushalmi's Shita is that you don't need Shmira Mishas Ktsira for Shmur Matzah, it's enough Shmira Mishas Lisha. And that's the Yerushalmi that's quoted. So the question is, what kind of din is this? Tam Gzeres HaKosov? That Milisha Ve'elach without is this Taka Alimud Gomer? Is it a Din Daraisa, or is this just an Asmachta? What is the case? If you want to see the Yerushalmi inside, it's here on page. All the pages get cut off. It's in the Yerushalmi here. If the Ramban. Oh. Yeah. So if you look, so there are several approaches in the Rishonim. Let's take a look on page 18. Oh, at least I can see one page now. On page 18. Is the Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak? Ain't sod and dogim and abribim biyantif. So you can't go fishing. Here's Rashi. So Rashi says, why not? So Rashi says, Aval gav d'shchita v'afir bishul melachas. Saying, with all these things, shchita, afia, you can do on yontif. Taimim shum diefshar me'erv yontif. All these things you can't do on erv yontif. The shchita chayish lemichbar bisra. The shchita, in other words, they didn't have refrigeration like we had today. So if you shechted something on erv yontif, the next day it would be spoiled. Penis mais, yasriach. Aval tzeda. So it's not a problem. If you want to fish something, you can just keep it in water, and it won't disintegrate. I will say the efshal tzu the mimod yom in a chen mitzu dosu b'mayim le'yamus u'machar itleim. So that's so Rashi shita is that ochal nefesh, even by ochal nefesh, if efshal asosu b'mimod yom, then you mechuyev. Not like what we saw before in Tosfos, that Rashi says that even by Ochel Nefesh Gufa, if it was Efshar Lasoso Mibod Yom, then Yimchuyev. So that's Taka Pshat here in Ein Sadim Dogim and Abibrim, because it's Efshar Lasoso Mibod Yom. That's Rashi. So Tosfos says, look in Tosfos. Peish Rashi Avil Gav Ochel Nefesh Mutter, Hanu Dafka Gon Bishul Vafiyah Vishchita. The Efshar Mi'er Vyontiv. Yosef Paschama v'gam Bishul Biyontif. Shechita Shem Yisrich. Aval Tzei Devshal Latsudo Miverev Yantiv Yanichem B'mayim B'tzudoso V'lo Yomus. So he says Lo Nehira Kin V'farish B'resh B'chilted. In other words, he's sending you back to that Tosis that we saw on Dav Gimel, that he says is not true. He brings a raya from Rabbi Yehuda that the only time we find the chiluk between Efshar and Yefshar is only by Machshirin. So he holds that even by Ochel Nefesh, even if you could have done it the day before, it's still mutter. So he says another pshat. And ladafkel be Machshirin yesh chiluk. L'chach nirali perish rach mikinon shepirish la'el mishum dedomi l'ktsira. He says the fishing in Yontif is domi l'ktsir. Because what is ktsir? Ktsir is when you take something from its original yinika. You detach something from the ground. And ktsir is also because in the sidur de pas, it's before lisha. Because when you're making bread, first you cut the stalk off the ground, and then you detach the kernel from the stalk, etc. So detaching from the ground is kodem lisha. And mamela, taking a fish from the water, that's like, it's Dumya de Ktsira, so therefore we consider it like Ktsira, and therefore we consider it Kodem Lisha. That's what Tosis says. So if you look in the Ran, on the next page, he gives a Taich. And what's this whole discussion? So he says, yeah, let's take a look which line to begin. He says that the whole thing of Lisha Ve'elach, I'll tell you what to pick up in a second, is only a din derabbanan. First, he also says towards the beginning, the first word in the Lord is Daha. That's number one. You don't make any chiluk. So it's only a din derabban. And then he says the lisha, the second wide line, the lisha lo efshar me'avyon de shapas chashuv shuben yomo uvin efshar al korcho leisa. So he says the chiluk between efshar al midrabban kusiv na ufichach im bar ravs zal lesser hatzed ben atar ben atam shakos veinu mechuber. He says first of all he's cholik and Rashi. He says it's definitely not min haTorah. And he doesn't like Rashi's explanation of Efshar Lasoso, of Yom. And he says it's really not Nifsa. All the things that Tosis says. So he says, see what's lying. Yeah. Well, yeah, the first word in line is Vadai. See where it says the first line is Vadai. Vadai told of the Tochanim. That line. He says, Aval HaKorov Etzli Lafi Gimaraseinu. He says the pshat that I like the best is shekol melechas ochel nefesh asur biyantuf eina elam midivrayim. That anything that's ochel nefesh, direct contact with the food, ochel nefesh, anything, even tchina, even before lisha ve'elach, it's mutter min haTorah. So this chiluk that we say milisha ve'elach and anything before lisha is also, that's not a real drasha. Eina elam midivreim. Shachachamim osru hamlochas hanasos liyamim rabim ktsirut chinu chayotzibem. He says like this. There's certain melachas that are normally done mass production. Like when you go to the field to harvest, you don't just harvest one stalk. You harvest the whole field or whatever, miles of stuff. So even though, yeah, a lot of times people just pluck one apple off the tree, but that malacha al pi rov is done mass production. So anything that's done mass production, so that type of malacha, they don't want you to be doing on Yontif. They want you to do malachas on Yontif that are normally done with tzara chayoy. So even though you could choose to pluck an apple for today, but since al pi rov that malacha is done leyamim rabim, that's why Chazal asked it. Midrabon, midaraisa, it's takamuta. Midaraisa, if you want to eat an apple on Yontif and you have an apple tree in your backyard, you pluck an apple and you eat it. But midrabon, and they said that it's part of the family of malacha that's done leyamim rabim or not. Now she ain't came when you cook. So most people, when they cook for a day, especially with Machazal, there's no refrigeration. So you cook for the day, you don't cook for a month from now. So in Mela, that's why it's about 1 second. In other words, even fruit, which of course Al-Korchi is only going to do for today, because fruit is not going to last for tomorrow, because they didn't have refrigeration. So he says, even though there are certain types of tchina that they were matter, because that type of tchina is done in a totally different tzura than the normally, so therefore they let that stand on its own. He says, I'm fishing also. You don't, the way they would fish for today. And they wouldn't just fish for today. Because he's saying, if you just fish for today and you don't have a bad day, then you have to fast. You know, if your whole thing is, I mean, you fish for the next week or two or something. When you do tzedah, you know. I remember when we were in Morashah, we used to go on the bus there. So the guy was telling us, you know, the people that would run the buses there, they would live there the whole year. So they would they were real hunters. So they said they get a good gesunta thing, and that was to have meat for the whole winter. So that's how the Ran teaches up the din of Melisha Ve'elech is only a din Rabbanan, and this is he gives the teach. Yeah, Rabbi Yonis.
What's the Svara that the Chazal were trying to preserve or the environment, or that they were?
Yeah.
They felt that there was a malacha issue, this was something that was done.
They felt that malachas that are normally done l'yamim rabim, so that's shteres the yontif to do such. So even though you could be makpid to do only for what you need for the day, but either they were chashesh, you wouldn't, you'll come to do the other things, or you know, some type of chashash, or some type of zilzul, some type of whatever way you have to fill in the blank, some type of concern.
According to Tosos, it was maybe Shveila. So if I had a guess, I would say that Shechita would be more of a Lisha. Like, if I had a parallel.
Well, Shechita is not in that.
It's not a of the past.
Right, it's not a of the past.
Parallel.
You're parallel.
If I was killing the animal, I would put that like in the.
Efficiency zero.
So somebody asked me that in the West Side, somebody asked me that. But it's still not the same tzura of. Somebody asked me that, why isn't it like Gorian Son? Why isn't it like Kasir? Because it's not the same tzura of shchita is not like plucking.
Yeah, but if you would ask me if in an animal, I would say that though, once you have the meat, so maybe.
But maybe something that doesn't they tell that doesn't have a that type of tzura, so they tuck it in parallel at the claw. Something that is in the, within that tzura, plucking a thing is mamish like plucking, like cutting the thing. So, but it's not like every case they. In other words, this is mamish the thing. So by the tzeda, so they, it's like they parallel. There's also that idea of taking something we. Now let's take a look at the Rambam. Shchita of a domesticated cow, you pick them, so the higher they have to catch, right. Shchita is mutter. Because shchita is normally done for that day. Right, you hear, right. Okay, look in the Rambam, I don't know again what page this is, 13 maybe? Is that what it is? Try 13, yeah. Says the Rambam. Says Kol Malacha Shechayavim Lev Shabbos Imosa Oso Biyontif Shelo Lutzorach Achila. Okay, keep going. Yeah, look on Halacha Hey. Kol Malacha Sheefshar Leyasos Be'erv Yontif Lo Yeh Behefsed Lo Chisar Nimnases Be'erv Osu Chacham Lasoso Biyontif. So Afal Pishi Lutzorach Achila. So the Rambam Shita is that. Some put it together like with Rashi, that anything you could have done mibod yom, you mechuyev to do mibod yom, even by ochel nefesh. Even by ochel nefesh. Midrabon. Midaraisa, everything is mutar by midrabon and it's awesome. Velama osru dover zeh. Zeh v'shem yaniach adam melacha she'efsal asosu me'er v'yantif, v'yantif, Vimtza Yontif Kula Holech Basia Sosa Malachas Vyinna Misimchas Yontif Loyla Pnai Lecho. He says, so that's why there is basically the halacha is the Rambam teaches this klal of Lisha Be'elach, whatever the klal is that's good for the pshat. That malachas that are normally you could do mibod yom, then you mechuyev to do mibod yom even in the ochel nefesh category. So mele like this, anything here like he writes in Zion, Ketzer, a kotsim lo doshim velo zorim velo borim velo tochnin esachitim velo meraktim biyontif shekol elu kayotzibem efshal asosum meir biyontif veim bekach hefsev lo chisarim. But if you're going to go do all these things, you're going to take the stalks and you're going to separate the chaff and all these things is Efshal Asoso Me'er V'yontif. And there's no Chisorim. It's not going to get worse. So it's Mutter. But Lashin V'ofim V'shochtim V'ashlim V'yontif. Why? Shimosa Eilum Me'erev Yesh Pechach Hefzed O Chisorim Tam. Shein lechem cham o tafshel shibishel hayom ke lechem shenefa me'emesh u ke tafshel shenishman me'emesh. So it doesn't taste as geshmak. If you cook something yesterday, it's not going to taste as good as today. So that's why these things that are malisha and onward are mutter, because these things, if you do before, they don't taste as good. So basically, the klal according to the Rambam is efshar versus efshar. And the klal according to the Ran is whether it's yomim rabim or normally liyom. But again, it's all the Rabban. All the Rabban. And Rambam explained, because Chachamim, whatever you could do before, basically, Yontif is supposed to be, you sit back and enjoy. Enjoy. If you're gonna, so anything you can do before, we want you to do before. If you can't, then you can do it now. But basically, that's the yisod. But again, similar to the Ran, that it's only a din, the Rabban. The Rashba, in the Avodah Shakodesh, on page 15. Also discusses this idiom. And he says as I. He says, Lo kol melechas ochel nefesh hitir akosuv, shri achashi hitir miye chenema achu levado yesa lachem, achu levado lachem miyutum hem. Fichach yesh afil melechas sheish behem tzorech ochel nefesh vasurus. Umsorin akosuv lachachamim, heim omu shakotsu vatolish vadash vabor vatochim vamrake vatzod vachoylev Gav Nesoch has a pesh losi mehen mashkin osu. And what's the reason? So he says similar to the Ram. Imam Anu Aseim, Lufisha Lohitira, Hatorah Lasakin, Biyontav, Mashadech, Bnei Odom, Lasakin, Mehem, Harbe, Liyomim, Harbe. Kdei Shalo Yitrach, Biyontav, Lasakin, Machmas Chol. So he's similar to the Ran, but he writes the Lashon of Masor Nakos of Lachachon. Because this is famous from Hilchas Chol HaMoed. But you have a concept that the Torah says a statement which is not so clear. And Masor Nakos of Lachachonim, to teach up what the statement means, and the way many explain, is once they teach, so that becomes the definition of the Doraisa. Not a pure Durabana. This becomes the definition of the Doraisa. And if that's how they teach, when the Torah says Melechas Ochel Nefesh, it means things that are normally done Liyome. So that's the Din Doraisa. But the Yisod is the simile Yisod of the Ram. So that's if you hold from Rabbah Hoel that an Orchim may come, so then it's a Durabun. If you don't hold from Hoel, then it's a Duraisa. Right. In other words, if you do it Lutzorah Chol, according to Rabbah, it's still not an Issa Duraisa because Hoel Iboy, because Orchim might come and eat it. So that
even
takes away.
It's not his kavanah.
Even though it's not his kavanah. Right. Ofem, the verse says in Pesachim, Ofem Yontif Lachol. Rabba Omar, Rav Chisda Omar Loke, Rabba Omar Eno. Sure. And then the Ramban and the Milchamas also comments, you know, different biurim here. It is also this idea of doing things that the second line of Shechter likes to quote here. Afal pish efshel l'sos b'yav yontav. Also, a few mitzvahim came in shederech suda kachu. So it's derech suda to do something for that day. So that's what became mutter. Okay. So how do we paskin in this manner? In other words, by Ochel Nefesh, are you mechuyev to do it miboid yom or not? So in the end of the day, you look in Shulchan Aruch on page 27. State Tav Tzari Heyal Kol Melacha Atzur B'Shamas Asura biyontov chutz melechas ochel nefesh. Chutz miyotzov avar. Chay mechshiyo chol nefesh shalo yev shal asos miyasmu. So he says, that ochel nefesh is mutter. Even if you could have done it mibod yom. Only machshirei ochel nefesh is the chilat. Then the Ramor writes, v'yesh machmir afil bochel nefesh atzmo, kol she'inu mefig tam klal, im aso ber v'yotis. In other words, something that is not going to be any different, if it'll have the same taste, so then you should do it me'er v'yotis. But then he writes, me im lo aso me'er v'yotif, yesh bo tzorach yotif, mutol aso sol yidei shinoi. So he quotes from the smag that if you could have done it before and it would have been the equal same taste, then and you should do it, you could still do it on yotif, but just do it al yidei shinoi. So the mechaber says ochel nefesh is tam, it's mutter, even if you could have done it before. Even if it could have tasted just as good from before, you ochel nefesh is mutter. And the Ramah says if you could have done it from before, you should do it before if it will taste as good. If it won't taste. Oh, so we have to. So we'll talk about that in a second. The day in the day freezes. How does this play in?
Oh.
Right. Oh, so give me a couple, and we'll see. Let me see. So first, I want to show you a couple of things, and then we'll see. Tosis in Megillah, and Zayin Amid Beis on page 3. He's noikit, like the Bali Tosis always held, that by Ochel Nefesh Gufa you could do even Efshal Asosa. And then he writes, Yishlom Advada Ochel Nefesh Ham Miskalkel, Yim Oseo Me'esmol, right, Mutal Asosa Biyantif. Aval Ochel Nefesh, he says, Ochel Nefesh the Odif Tveik, Shehu Asoy Me'esmol. Sometimes you can have Ochel Nefesh that it's Odif, if you do it Me'esmol, Tanahuda Matznia, the cases of making cheese, etc. So it's Odif to do it Miesmo also lasos beyond this. But the question is, what about something that's equal? So then you would be allowed by Ochel Nefesh. It's just if something is odif, then dafki you should do it me'esmo. But something is equal, then there's no chiluk between efshel asos or efshel. So the only chiluk he has is something that's odif to do, like making a cheese, so somehow it'll taste better if it's a little bit more ripe or something like that. So memela, then you have to do it me'esmo. But if something is equal, then Tosfos Shita is that by Ochel Nefesh, we're not mechalik. You could do it on Yom Tov, even though you could have done it before. The only thing he's mechayiv you If something is odif before, then tafki have to do it. Tafki have to do it before. Oh. So. So we saw the Mechaber, we saw the Ramah. And if you want to see the Smag, is the one who's quoted here on page 26. And he says, Sarach ochel nefesh shemutar tafke bedvarim sheyefshal asosim me'erv yontif. Vivir loshen v'ofen v'shochtim v'ashlem b'yontif. Shem osos eilu me'erv yontif yesh b'kach hefzer achitzar and tam. Kein ke yotzi b'hem. Aval ein kotzim v'lo doshen v'lo zorin, because those things kol eilu ke yotzi b'yefshal asosim me'erv yontif. Ein b'kach hefzer. V'lo chitzar and tam. But then he writes, but the Mishnah says, "Hamelach b'boduch shel eitz." So that's this Mishnah right here on the previous page, page 25, Yudal Amar Aleph. Shami Omim Tavlin Didokim Modok Shalates or Melak of Pach the Eights. We still Tavlin Didokim Bikadarkin, Melak Shal Evan, the Melak of Modok Shalates. So, why does Melak need a Shinoi? Because you do it with, you can grind the salt, but the Modok Shal Eights, which is not the normal. So he says, Kuli Alam Yas Melak Boy Shinoi, my time, Ravun of Rafis Hanamar Kol Kadeir Skulum Trikas Melak. And Kokodeos Trichas Tavlin. So he doesn't know. He could have done it from before. He should have known. So therefore, well, was Kokodeos Trichas Melech. So he should have done it before. He knows that all dishes need Melech, so why didn't he? He should have done it before. He didn't. He needs a shinui. So that's this yisod. That if you could have done it from before and you didn't, you have to do it all yidei shinui. And here he could have done it before. At Melech. And the other thing the Gemara says, Kano makolda hatavlin mefigin taman u'melech einu mefiga taman. That all tavlin is, you know, if you do it before, the tam gets less and less. Melech is not. So melech is a classical thing that you could have done it from before. It's not mafik tam, and you know you're going to need it. So you should have done it before. And you didn't, you do it al yeshine. So that's where this whole yisod comes from. And that's the smag. He's quoting this Gemara. He's quoting this Gemara. Then the Gemara just gives a nafkamina. My benayu between these two reasons. You can make the other my kadeva boy levashuli. Inami. Bimarika. So it says Lishna Kama by Shina. Lishna Basna La by Shina. Okay. Well, so this discussion, some want to say, is totally on the old question of Chutra versus Dechuya. Some want to make that into everything, but is Ochel Nefesh on Yantav Chutra or Dechuya? Because usually we say that when something is, Rabbi Sachs doesn't say that, when something is Chutra, so then. And even if you can do it ba'ofen shel heter, you're still not mechuyah because it's hutra. Mechuyah, if you can do it, if you can get out of it, so get out of it. So the Yeshua Yaakov writes that he thinks that this is the shaila here about things that are efshel asoso me'erev yontif or not, whether ochel nefesh is hutra or mechuyah, that if it's. If it's Hutra, so even if it's Efshel Asoso Mivod Yom, it's okay. And if it's Dechuya, so then if it's Efshel Asoso, you should have done it from before. And that's how he writes here on page 29. Yeshua Yaakov, a classic Sefer. Mishnah Berurah quotes it on every page. In the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes. Went through every Yeshua's Yaakov. Those in the Svarim, Yeshua's Yaakov, and the, which was the, those are Mama Mordechai. Those are the Svarim that the Mishnah Berurah always used. He quotes them of Keseda. So he writes, he says, Bemas Kidas Rashi, Perkein Sodin, So he says, that if you hold like Shitas Rashi, im kein al korcha had the material meleches ochel nefesh, who rak dechia, v'lo hutra. Im kein pshita, de lo aminan, de mutu meratora lafos miyontav lachol, mishom hoel vik. So he says that's good for what the shaila is toloyon. So he says that he thinks that the pashtus is that it should be hutra, ladina, and it shouldn't make a difference between, because he says a couple of rhymes. First of all, if you hold from hoel means that if you cook from normally ochel nefesh only mutter for the day itself. If you cook for chol, you're not allowed to. But Rabbi says even if you cook for chol, but it's still not an issur d'oraisa because maybe orchim will come. But he says, but the mice of the orchim aren't here now. You can't get any kind of orchim. You cannot tell mishum hoel. The name of the hutro chol nefesh piyotuf hetter gomer shaych hatir mitam hoel. He says that it was. He thinks that hoel is based on the fact that it's hutra. So on a daraisa level, ochel nefesh is mutter. Ah, lemaisa, they might come, but they're not here now. And who says they'll come? So if you say hutra, then they were matir ochel nefesh. The mechanism could be that hoel viboy mikloy, but he doesn't think that if it's dechuya, that the concept of hoel would work so well. He says that it's hard to say that if that if something that you could have done may have yontim you could have to do, and that's an usur, if you would assume it's an usur daraisa, and therefore and being barashal miyontim l'chol would be mutter. So he says if it's mutter to al toil on a daraisa level, so then he feels that it's a din of hutra. And then at the end he writes, "Came the brother Didan Kaimalan Rin Mitoch." He thinks that's also the concept of Mitoch Shehutra, and we'll have to go into this in greater detail. Also indicates that Melachas Ochel Nefesh was Hutra. And then we say that like hold the Ishtari, etc.
Yeah, he's saying that.
He's saying Ladina. He feels that we should assume that it's Futra Ladina, and Ladina he feels that we should paskin that even if Shefshel Asoso Mibod Yom, it's still mutter to do on Yontif.
And Midaraisa, meaning without Hovel, is he saying that Midaraisa, since we already wouldn't really need Hovel, we need Mitoch, but meaning once these things are Asr, are mutter anyway, Midaraisa, so then the Rabbanim could add on these extra.
No, I think he's saying. I think he's saying that the fact that we have a concept of Hoyo and the fact we have a concept of Mitoch indicates that the din of Ochel Nefesh was Hutra. Because he doesn't think that it's...
that this is not an objective
Because he's saying that since Midoraisa you could cook even for Chol, and we say it's Mutter because Holy Boy Mekloy Orchim. So
you can't be the rice of cook for a whole. You can't be the rice of cook for a whole. Meaning,
but if you hold from Hoel, you can.
But so we optesh that that's not a maisam.
So he's saying
because maybe it's shayach.
But he's saying that's
day.
Only because. But he's saying but that's right. But he's saying that Hoel would only make sense to say such a thing because it's. What kind of game is it? They might come, but they might not come. So what is that?
Because it objectifies the melacha.
So he says. So therefore, you see that
it's not a melacha safana, but objectively, because Paul maybe a little orphan.
Right. So he says, but he says he doesn't think you would be able to say that if it was really dechuya. He doesn't think that you could have such a thing on a deraisa level to make it mutter min haTorah. If Lulei, you would not say Putra. You can look inside and see, but that's what I think he's saying. Oh, so now getting back to Rabbi Shippel on page 30. So so he wants to say in the Nitya Gavriyam that maybe certain things that are not mafik tam. You should really do from before, like what the Rama says. Also, Vashel beyond the Dvarim Shem Behem Hefsed, the Liofik Tamam, in Vashelim beyond the Tzimis Kompot. So he thinks those things. There's a lot of things, like Rabbi said, are Mafik Tam. But he says certain type of Kompot. I don't know. You have to. Yeah. So if you would have such a thing, then you should really do it before. And lo yichinam ufnei yontif imach mashikcha shatorah lo yichinam udu lashem yontif b'tnai shishana b'malachta. But he says that. Had the Mahani Shino im Lawson Bayam Yontov, who dafka by Macholim, Shaynafkamina, or some Hayom or some Meesmo. Of Macholim Shatovim Yosef, Shason Meesmo, Lo Mahani Shino. So that he quotes the Magen Avraham. In a Magen Avraham, because of the Mutal Hakil Hamtin Lasoso Beyontov, Aide Shino. We didn't Melach Mutal Hakil, Aide Shino. Hakaka heavy Magen Avraham Shay Maril. that things that are better, Yishonim Yosef told him, maybe even Shinei wouldn't help for those things. So that's a discussion in the postkim. That things like the Tosfos Megillah was talking about, things that are better, Me'esmol, maybe those things are so chomer that even Shinei you wouldn't do. So that's the machlokas hafoskim here. And then he writes, but like Rav Abadi told me, we usually assume that the Ochel Nefesh is mutter to do on Yontif itself. So certain things, maybe you could have some type of pick-pook. Certain kompot or something like that that maybe is just as good from before, and that you should be makpin on. And if not, do with Al Yidei Shina. Oh. One last comment is from the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh comments in the Pasuk and Malachi. In the Gor Lochem Es Hazer is a Reisi Perish Al Panechem Perish Chagechem Nosa Eschem Eilov. So it speaks about Perish Chagechem. So the Mitzvot here is referring to the Karbonos that are coming in the Chag, and he's saying that if they're going to be rejected, etc. So So the Zohar says like this. Take a look at the Zohar on page 34. He says on the top, "Bekula sharzim lechagim by barnash lechadei umechte lemiskini." Now the Hebrew translation, he did nefesh. "Bechol shar modim lechagim tzarchadam l'samoach l'sameach oni." If you have a chadi bilchudi, if you're m'sameach alone, the lo yahiv lemiskini, and you don't give to the aniyim, onchi sagi, you're going to get a big onish. Da bilchudi chadi, because you were mesameach bilchudi alone, the lo yahiv chadu la'achra, and you didn't give to someone else. Aleik siv, so on this person it says, v'zeresi perish al panechem perish chagechem. That I treat your, I'm going to throw dung on you. It means that your chag is rejected. However, the iu b'shabbat chadi. But if on Shabbos you eat your meal, avogav d'lo yehoiv la'achra. So we're not saying you shouldn't have Shabbos guests, but if you didn't, it's not the same. Le'ovin alei unsha yishar zimnin chagim. As he translates, in Shabbos amech levad, avol pisha lo nosim lacherim, lo nosim olav onesh kibo shar chagim umodim. Dichsiv, perish chagechem. Perish chagechem komar, velo perish shabbatcha. So Stam, this is an interesting, there's a Meshach Chochma that writes that the whole yisod of Shabbos is really to be alone. That's why you don't go out for the tchum, but you don't carry. And Yontif will have all these halachas to facilitate people being together. That's the Brisker Rav said that what that the Gemara says in Kagiga, that a person's borsi, he doesn't smell good, so he doesn't olo l'rego, because he can't be with the other people, so he has a bad smell. So that's what Brisker Rav says. That's what we say in the Misha Beira in for Yantif. Yiskel alos l'rego from Kol Yisrael Achav. Shabbos is like what the Rav calls lonely man of faith. Just the lonely man of faith. He's misboided. He's himself. He's thinking about emuna. Yontif is more. So you have here in the Zohar that a person doesn't have an ani at his table. Doesn't try to invite people at his table who are less fortunate. He's going to get an onus, and his chag is going to be Perish Chageichem. That's how he teaches the pasuk in Malachi. But they darshan Perish Chageichem, v'lo Perish Shabbatchem. Then at Shabbos, you don't have such an inyan. So the Noam Megadim, Rav Shechter said it over that the Zohar says this, but the Zohar doesn't really say it. It's the Noam Megadim says it from the Rebbe of Zusha, the brother of the Noam Elimelech. It says a pshat based on the Zohar. For what? Ein bein Shabbos liyontif, ela ochel nefesh bulvad. Which normally means that an ochel nefesh is mutter on Yontif, is also in Shabbos. So he teaches it means another level of interpretation based on the Zohar. That on Yontif, in Shabbos, you can have ochel nefesh, you can eat your meal, levat. But on Yontif, you have to be together with the aniyim. So that's what he teaches. Mamosok lecheich imei noyim, third column, second paragraph. Pek kodosh, achosir hakodosh, marina rav zusha. Neir Yoyah Shomar Shazel Kavanas Chazal B'Mishna Amen Shabbos Liyontif Ela Ochel Nefesh Belvad Yedikte Getevis Belvad Lamali Davisagel Omar Ela Ochel Nefesh. So Omar the Chazal Kivnu L'Divrei Azor Hakadosh Shanal. Zeh Shomar Amen Yontif L'Shabbos Ela Ochel Nefesh Belvad Sheyochel Belvado Beli Ha'ani De B'Shabbos Shari U'Viyontif Oser. The Onchi Sagi Iloyov Ma'achri L'Mechdi Adkan Divrei Pekadosh. And then he says, so that's a conclusion to this packet on Ochel Nefesh, that the Mishnah says in Megillah, Ein Bein Shabbos LeYontif, Ochel Nefesh Bavad, besides the Pashup Shad, that means that you can cook on Yontif and you can't cook on Shabbos. He has this added shot based on the Zohar, the Noam Megadim, B'Shem, the Rebbe of Zusha, the brother of the Noam Elimelech. And Rabbi Simi Weber said it's the older brother. I didn't know that. That Levad. That on Yontif you can't be Levad. Yontif is more Indian, so I always tell people the first thing in Yontif they have to see who their Yontif guests are going to be. And not just on people who have anything, it's people who need. I always like to say also, in this generation, Shabbos became like Yontif, that people need on Shabbos also. So we have to treat our Shabbos like Yontif also, even though it's not the same Chomer, like Abi Desinyan, but we should always try to invite people who don't need, especially people who need, who shouldn't be alone, etc. And Ein Bein Shabbos LeYontif, Alochel Nefesh Bulvad.